Unit 74. A vaccine against fear. Following the decrease in news and anxiety about the SARS epidemic, the virus on everyone's lips was avian flu. This virus, spread by bird migration and domestic poultry, has killed a relatively small number of people so far. However, it has the potential to kill millions. A previous occurrence of a similar flu, the Spanish flu epidemic in 1918 to 1919, ravaged the world's population and was estimated to have killed 50 to 100 million people, more than the famous plague in Europe. Currently, avian flu is not infectious amongst people. However, some scientists fear that it will evolve spontaneously into an infectious form and trigger a huge outbreak of the virus. They claim that we must launch an assault on the virus to minimize its destructive power. If we do nothing, they say, the virus will overwhelm the health system and could even destroy modern society. The key element of their plan is to create a huge amount of vaccine to protect the population in case of an outbreak. Others are skeptical of this vision of doom. Although they acknowledge that there is a shortage of vaccine, they minimize the possible danger, saying that in reality, the flu cannot become infectious. Both sides have statistics and experts to defend their view. So who do you think is right? Vocabulary. Vaccine. Most children are given vaccines against common diseases. Migration. The scientist used a small plane to follow the bird's path of migration. Poultry. The poultry farm was immense, with thousands of chickens on site. Potential. This investment has the potential of earning millions of dollars. Occurrence. Another occurrence of the disease was reported in Sierra Leone. Ravage. The war ravaged the country, and even when it was over, life was difficult. Plague. The community was struck by a plague, and many people died. Evolve. Scientists believe that modern animals evolved into their present forms. Spontaneously. The woman spontaneously started to sing, to the surprise of all the other guests. Launch. The police have launched an investigation into the disappearances of the little girl. Assault. The judge sentenced the man to 10 years in prison for robbery and assault. Minimize. The firemen did their best to minimize the damage the fire caused. Destructive. Nothing could stand up to the destructive power of the hurricane. Overwhelm. Overwhelmed with sadness, Betty just sat on her bed and cried. Skeptical. People should be skeptical of the promises made in commercials. Doom. The strange old man warned of a coming doom. Acknowledge. Justin acknowledged that Martha was a better cook than he was. Shortage. There is a shortage in paper supplies, so only print what you need. Statistics. The expert had statistics that showed the increase of air pollution in the city.